as advertised, I'm here today to tell you to go for it. And I'm not sure you need any advice. But the Canadian Unitarian Council wants you and this congregation, and along with you, the other 49 congregations, and the 5,400 Unitarians and UUs across Canada, to go for it. Go on, go deep, go out, go big. The compass on the order of service may or may not help you find your way. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the four goes and what they look like from the perspective of a national organization. And I'm interested in hearing your stories of this congregation's and of others and about how you already go for it. From today's service and from when I was a member here for 3 years, I know that you know a lot about going for it. I'm also interested in engaging with you individually about how belonging to this congregation helps you in your own life to go for it, to live a life of authenticity. And I hope you'll share some of your responses over coffee after the service. So, one, go on. Going on, for the CUC, this means continuing to put out the Canadian Unitarian Newsletter, doing lay chaplaincy training, coordinating regional fall gatherings, 125 people in Kelowna last weekend, and annual conferences, and a myriad of other workshops and programs such as the Healthy Congregations training event that your congregation sponsored last June. We'll tweak things, of course, and probably add some new programs, but we've actually managed to make the plan into a reality that was simply a report 4.5 years ago. And now the work is to keep on keeping on. It may not be the sexiest of the four goes, but as Janice Ian, a singer-songwriter of my generation, says, at the end of the day, all you can hope for is to go on. The older I get, the more I realize that just keeping on is what life's all about. Some of you may know or even remember the 3 years that I was a member here, half of that time as your director of religious education. I came to you enthusiastic. I had a B.Ed. in primary education and art education. I had 2 grown sons and not a grandchild in sight. And we've rectified that now. I enjoyed putting my love of children and some transferable skills to work here. And I learned here the secret knowledge that only those who participate in RE know. Things like Arthur Lismer, member of the Group of Seven, was a Unitarian. I can't tell you the other things, but if you volunteer in the RE program, you'll learn. Too secret, yeah. On Sunday mornings, when I drove from Kitsilano to Coquitlam, I kept the hymn book beside me on the passenger seat so I could memorize the 7 principles and 6 sources. It seemed to me that any self-respecting DRE should be able to quote these by heart. And you supported me in taking a 5-day course on liberal religious education taught by Peg Gooding, who has readings in our hymnal, who came to Vancouver to teach a course for our theological students. And you paid my way to leadership school at Bastyr University, sponsored by the Pacific Northwest District. Thank you. And along with my enthusiasm and transferable skills, I brought with me my own bag of human anxieties and frailties. I remember the time I worked with the kids to develop the story of Stone Soup into a play. We'd created the props and rehearsed, and on Sunday morning when we went live, they hovered in the corner and wouldn't come out. They spoke their lines, but almost from backstage, practically in a whisper. I was so disappointed in myself, not them. I was sure that if I had done it right, I would have prepared them sufficiently to have them confidently come forward. But later that afternoon, when I got home, Joy Silver phoned to say that she'd heard that I was feeling badly, and she wanted me to know that you appreciated having the children involved. Seemingly even from the corner of the room was acceptable. There was much more during my time with you that taught me about what it is to be part of a supportive religious community. And when I look back, I realized that if going on is about taking one more step, my time with you was one giant step forward towards becoming the executive director of the CUC. Although at the time, of course, I had no idea what was in store for me. As the song called Swimming to the Other Side by Pat Humphrey says, I was gathering the tools together. I was preparing to do my part. So I wonder what comes to your mind when you think about keeping on, keeping on, and how this congregation has provided a life support system to both stretch and support you on your spiritual journey. How has it helped you to keep on keeping on? The Pat Humphrey song continues, I am alone and I am searching, hungering for answers in my time. I am balanced at the brink of wisdom. I'm impatient to receive a sign. And this brings us to go number two, go deep. Reverend Dr. John Barris Johnson in the first Confluence lecture quotes Oliver Wendell Holmes, there is in each of us a thirst for the absolute. But then John goes on to believe that although it may sound like lowering expectations, he believes this thirst for something larger than ourselves, something that we can see ourselves as part of, is the search for meaning. The title of his lecture, delivered at the CUC conference in Winnipeg in 2003, is A Thoughtful Faith. A self-proclaimed humanist, John explains faith this way. When I say that faith is a concern for meaning in life, I indicate that people like meaning. They like meaningful things. They want their work to be meaningful, for their family relationships to be meaningful, for their lives to be meaningful. They like participating in activities which affirm their humanity and which celebrate truth and beauty. They like telling stories and hearing stories. People like living in a meaningful world. This doesn't mean that they can't live in meaninglessness. I imagine that people can live indefinitely without a sense of meaning in their lives. But my experience also shows me that folks live happier, healthier lives if they perceive of themselves as part of a meaningful world. I believe that we humans have a basic orientation toward meaning, and without it, we are more likely to be confused and unhappy. John suggests that we check out the Oxford English Dictionary, where we would find that until the end of the 18th century, the words meaning and moaning were used interchangeably in the English language. By listening to the word meaning with the word moaning hovering in the background, we can hear again how our thinkings and our feelings are still intertwined. John says, when we live a life in such a way as to increase the opportunities for meaningfulness and for our life and the lives of others around us, we are living the spiritual life, whatever the tradition or of worship or tradition of spirituality. So, going deep for you, how have your thinkings and feelings intertwined to create meaning in your life? How has being involved with Beacon Unitarian Church deepened your life? Go number three, go out. In October of this year, I did a tour of our eastern region. I visited 5 congregations in 4 provinces in 3 weeks. At Ottawa First, I delivered a sermon on daring to be religious in all that we do. It's a not-so-subtle message to go out, or rather come out as Unitarians. Afterwards, a couple who had recently moved to Ottawa from Colombia, Maria and Jose, came up to me and said that my message had resonated with them. Previously Roman Catholic, they had, as I had, wrestled with how to get a handle on what this Unitarian faith is actually all about. Maria then said, this is the week I tell people I'm a Unitarian. It was music to my ears. In 2005, the Vancouver Courier newspaper did a series of 6 feature stories on various religions. They chose non-mainstream, read small, groups, and we were one of them. My minister, Stephen Epperson, was on the cover of the paper that week, and I was among several others who got interviewed. And at the end of the year, in their roundup of quotable quotes for the entire year, only one quote from that series was included. It was my response to the interviewer's question about how do Unitarians recruit? And that's how she phrased it. At the time, I laughed spontaneously and responded, you're actually not much at risk of being recruited by a Unitarian. You're more at risk of finding out your best friend is one and never told you. In fact, from talking with Unitarians across Canada, I know now that I'm not the only one who found people I already knew from other parts of my life the first time I showed up in church. It seems to me that between, on the one hand, cult behavior trying to trick people into coming to church, and on the other, admitting you're a Unitarian and enjoy coming to church, there's a lot of latitude to let people know about where you make your meaning. For CUC, Go Out is about the kind of media coverage we've gotten in the past few years on social responsibility issues, most notably on same-sex marriage. Just recently, one of our past presidents, Elizabeth Bowen, participated in a press conference on Parliament Hill and was quoted on CTV and in the Globe and Mail. As Reverend Ellison Barrett said at our conference in Hamilton in 2005, while holding up a column by noted religion writer Tom Harper, "People, we've hit the big time." Which brings us to go number four, go big. The challenge for CUC is to figure out, how do you go big when you're in fact small? Mark Hamilton, son of Donna and David, and I were conversing some years ago about the transition, as we call it, of the CUC and UUA relationship. Mark wasn't optimistic about CUC being able to go it alone, and I suggested that we would remain partners and, in fact, be able to be a better partner with the UUA from a place of autonomy. "Partners don't have to be the same size to be valuable to each other," I said. Mark replied, "Oh, like the Canada arm?" Well, I think we Canadians can be rightfully proud of our contribution to space missions. And I think in the new era of partnership, the CUC can be a valued partner with the UUA, perhaps notably in the areas of multi-faith and multicultural participation and language diversity. Again, in the same-sex marriage debate, we've been a very valuable partner with the largest Protestant denomination in the country, the United Church. And the UUA Office of Bisexual, Gay, Lesbian, and Transgender Concerns have proudly circulated every one of our news releases on this issue. So while the United Church often provided the staff and technical resources for teleconferences and research, they valued the fact that with every single UU minister and lay chaplain ready and willing to perform marriages for all loving couples, our stance was way out there. In our congregations, small is beautiful sometimes has to morph into go big. And to be honest, I recall attending the Decisions for Growth program when I was here and hearing Rod McCormick, the leader, asking us to visualize an RE program with 150 children. It scared me. I like knowing everybody here. And so we have to explore, how do we go big and yet retain the intimacy that we can feel in a smaller congregation? These words from Marianne Williamson, which were quoted by Nelson Mandela and therefore often attributed to him, say a lot about what it's like to go big as individuals. "Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It's our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God, and your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We're all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that's within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." I believe that our Unitarian and Universalist congregations support us in moving past our deepest fears and in liberating others by giving them permission to do the same. May it be so.